For many Americans, climate change is an issue of the future. But Virginia's Governor Terry McAuliffe says in his state, climate change is a problem of the here and now.
I mean, here in Virginia, you can go to Virginia Beach and Hampton Roads on a day when it rains. Many of the roads are closed in Norfolk. It's sinking. The sea level is rising.
I'm Sarah McConnell, and today on With Good Reason, we talk about sea level rise. And later in the show, we'll take a look at the earliest conservationists in Africa.
Many Europeans who colonized Africa saw in the landscape something that had been lost at home. And to them, Africa represented kind of an untouched wilderness. It was something of an Eden to them, a lost Garden of Eden.
But first, while the water off the Virginia coast is rising, there's one very famous lake further inland that's shrinking. With Good Reason's Miranda Bennett has the story of the disappearing lake.
Bend your knees and go. Good. Good. Now hold the position. Hold it. Good. Don't break. Don't break.
For the few of you who haven't seen the 1987 film Dirty Dancing, there's this iconic scene. It's a summer evening at sunset over a lake that's surrounded by endless evergreen trees. In the middle of the lake, a character named Johnny Castle, played by Patrick Swayze, is lifting Baby, played by Jennifer Grey, over his head. That spot, the spot where the scene was filmed, looks drastically different now. It's bone dry. I went to Mountain Lake, and I got a first-hand look at just how much water has been lost. Skip Watts is a geologist from Radford University, and he took me out on the lake in a canoe.
So we're about 60 feet low on water now compared to where it would be at full pond.
60 feet low is really low.
So the Newport Cottage, which is right up there ahead of us, you see what looks like a dock sticking off the front of it out here? It used to be one of the favorite cottages to rent up here. Yeah. So it's kind of sad seeing it up there high and dry.
If you jumped off the dock, you would hit ground, not water. And that's because this lake has holes in the bottom. And it's not the first time it's been this low. In fact, the water level has been going up and down for centuries. The first record of the lake at full pond is from 1750. But legend has it that in the 1920s, the lake got so low that employees from the local resort stuffed mattresses down into the holes to try to stop the leaking. But by the 1980s, the water levels hit new heights when Dirty Dancing was released. Don't you feel like crying? In 1999, millions of gallons of water were flowing out of the lake every day through four huge holes. A scuba diver swam down to the holes and reported feeling the pull of the currents. 2 years ago, the resort used bulldozers to fill those holes with natural local materials, and that got the water back up, but only part way. Don't you feel like a cry? Now scientists from Radford are here to study this curious natural phenomenon. This is Flipper, which is a yellow submarine about 2 feet long with a propeller on top and a video camera in the front. Skip Watts and his team use it to see a live feed from the bottom of the lake.
It's showing off.
It is showing off. It's spouting water, almost like a whale.
Once Flipper is deployed, George Stevenson, a Radford geology professor, can see all the nooks and crannies at the bottom of the lake.
And I'm going to move the thrusters right now, and you'll see the mud fluff up. And as it tries to settle back down, it is being essentially sucked down into this hole. Eventually, you find these. It's like needles in haystacks, though. This lake is several acres, and I've got a camera that's showing an area 6 inches wide. And so I spend some time looking.
And those holes are what George and Skip are most interested in. The holes are a vestige of the lake's formation 6,000 years ago, when a landslide blocked a gorge. Skip says, landslides don't really make good dams.
The boulders don't fit together like a jigsaw puzzle. The boulders are all different shapes and sizes, and you put a bunch of them together, and they're voids. And you get enough of those voids together, and you can begin to get conduits.
Sometimes water drains out through those conduits, and other times silt clogs them up, and the lake refills.
So there are springs, there are leaks, water goes both ways. Think of it as just breathing.
All lakes breathe. But what Skip and George are finding is the science behind the way this lake breathes. Today, Mountain Lake hardly resembles the lake in Dirty Dancing. But just like in the film, a lodge sits at one end of the lake, and that's where I met Shirley Moody.
My favorite scene, I guess, is at the end when she jumps off and he does catch her in the air. That I replay that over, and I have the movie, and I replay that over and over and over just for that scene.
Shirley drove up from her home in West Virginia because of the film.
Anywhere you walk around here, Patrick Swayze may have walked, you know. It makes it to me kind of like holy ground, you know. I think everybody loved Patrick Swayze. Yeah.
There is something haunting about an empty lake that was once the setting for this classic film. But it's reassuring to know that the lake is still very much alive. For With Good Reason, I'm Miranda Bennett.